Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
No. He's not here. Dr. Michael Savage out today. Don't panic. Don't freak. Dr. Savage out today, but the Savage Nation is open for business. Welcome to it. Take down our number and join us. It's toll-free, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I am author and columnist Austin Hill, honored to be sitting in for Dr. Savage today. Here on the Savage Nation, I'll tell you what, he's out there. He's fine. He's doing some traveling. Nobody need panic. He'll be back early next week. Everything's cool. But I'll tell you what, I'm sure you have October 27th on your calendar. Should it be a Google calendar? The NSA, no doubt, is focusing in on that. I'm sure you have October 27th on your calendar. That's the date for the release of his new book, Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. And I just happen to be privileged enough to have an advanced copy of this. I will tell you, I'm sitting here in the esteemed Savage Nation studios, and this looks like I'm reading from a chapter or maybe even some of the footnotes of the book, Government Zero. It's not. I'm reading from New York Times and FoxNews.com. But Dr. Savage himself could not have scripted the day's news any better. Hillary Clinton, our esteemed former Secretary of State, who's on the run from the law. Make no mistake about this. She's not on the run from Republicans. She's on the run from the law. And she is being investigated for gross negligence, violation of the Federal Espionage Act. So we are to learn from Fox News. And yet, at the same time, President Obama is insisting, nothing to see here. Never compromised national security. Everything's fine. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Everything's great. Does that not sound like the formula for Government Zero? No national security. And that's my question for you. I want to let you hear Mrs. Clinton in her own words. And dear leader Barack Hussein Obama, peace be upon him. I'll let you hear them in their own words. But here's my question in Dr. Savage's absence today. My question for you is this. How bad? This is not about Republicans versus Democrats. This is not just another political battle here. This is about national security. I mean, look, the Obama, Clinton, Sanders, liberal progressives, they're quite happy to get the rest of us blown up in a terrorist attack. The reality is they're putting themselves at risk. They seemingly don't know that. I mean, there's just no critical thinking skills in place here. There's a complete lack of ability to connect dot A to dot B to dot C. But how bad must it get before we recognize a critical mass of us in America that we are at Government Zero, as Dr. Savage's book title says? We are at a place where there is no... As a matter of fact, there's an entire section in the book that details... This is, again, Dr. Michael Savage's new book, Government Zero. Huge section here detailing that there is no strategy to combat the Islamic State. How bad must it get, do you suppose, before some critical mass of people wake up and demand national security? Because we're not there now. Take down our number. Join us right now. It's the Savage Nation. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in. Here's our number. It's toll-free, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Now, to the sound bites here, I want to, by the way, I was just talking with the associates of Dr. Savage here, the team that works behind the scenes here in the Savage Nation studios about this. There is a very courageous guy. I hope he's okay. If you're a praying person, if you pray to, you know, Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh, and so forth, please pray for this guy. His name, he is a reporter at KUSA Television in the state of Colorado. His name is Brandon Ritterman. He's in the Denver market, and he had the opportunity to interview one Hillary Clinton. And he dared to go where, you know, the folks at CNN won't go, and the people at MSNBC, oh, they wouldn't even think of asking these tough questions. At MSNBC, mindless as the operation is, there's no national security issues. The world loves us. Everything's good. You know, Barack Obama has just brought peace and inclusiveness and tolerance to everybody. But this local guy, Brandon Rittman, at KUSA Television in the Denver market here, he asks Mrs. Clinton about her email server. Now, notice his line of questioning here. It's not just about, you know, gee whiz, you couldn't figure out how to do two different email systems on one mobile phone or whatever. He's getting to the heart of the issue and the compromising of top secret data, compromising our nation's security. Here's the line of questioning again, if you haven't heard it. Roll it, please.
I'm not going to ask you a trustworthiness question about the email issue, but I do want to ask a judgment question. You used a small Denver company called Platte River Networks to manage your private server. It appears now that data off of that server got backed up to a cloud server somewhere else without your knowledge or consent. Platte River told me if it knew, and it's not in the business of asking, but if it knew that you were planning to send State Department type information through this system, this is not the system that they would have set you up with. You're the nation's top diplomat in that role. You got to know that, you know, what you're sending through communications is valuable to foreign intelligence. Why go with this system? Did any part of you think maybe this isn't a good idea?
No. Did any part of you think maybe kind of sort of you're the top friggin' diplomat in the country? Did any part of you, Mrs. Clinton, think that maybe the well-being of others would be compromised? I'm here to tell you, this guy, this very courageous journalist, real journalist, working locally in the Denver television market, I doubt that he has yet to have any clue. He doesn't understand yet the kind of holy hell that will ring down on him from the liberal progressives of this country, and probably vis-a-vis a variety of different federal agencies in our federal government, simply for asking the question. You don't dare do that. You don't. Anyway, this is Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, to be very clear. Here she is with her meandering, obfuscating response to the question, if you can call it a response. Listen to this.
Well, look, I've taken responsibility for what I did, and it was a mistake. The State Department allowed it at the time, and I've tried to be as transparent as possible. I'll be appearing before the Congress next week and answering a lot of questions that they may have, although now it's clear that this whole effort was set up for political partisan purposes, not to try to get to any useful end. But, you know, I'll be in a position to respond, and the American people can listen and watch and draw their own conclusions.
Okay, I've taken responsibility. It's all Republicans' fault, but I've taken responsibility for it. There's really nothing to see here. You know, that's on the calendar. I'll get to that at a later time. I've taken responsibility, and it's everybody else's fault, and it was never a national security issue. And now we are to learn, vis-a-vis FoxNews.com, that the FBI is indeed investigating her for possible violations of the Federal Espionage Act. In particular, they're regarding her as possibly having violated the gross negligence clause, which ties exactly back to what this guy, Brandon Rittman, at KUSA Television in Denver was getting at. But then here's where it goes. And this leads us right back again to the theme, the narrative, the idea behind Dr. Savage's new book, Government Zero. October 27th, if you don't have that on your calendar, that's the release date. President Obama was interviewed over the weekend and asked, again, some fairly challenging questions. And this has got the FBI livid, because here the FBI is trying their best to act like an independent law enforcement and investigative agency. Meanwhile, the man who sits atop the executive branch kind of threw them under the bus. This is President Obama explaining, "It's never compromise of national security. It's no big deal." Listen to this.
I don't think it posed a national security problem. I think that it was a mistake that she's acknowledged. And, you know, as a general proposition, when we're in these offices, we have to be more sensitive and stay as far away from the line as possible when it comes to how we handle information, how we handle our own personal data. And, you know, she made a mistake. She's acknowledged it. I do think that the way it's been ginned up is in part because of politics. And I think she'd be the first to acknowledge that you know, maybe she could have handled the original decision better and the disclosures more quickly.
Yeah, listen, isn't this just pathetic? We recognize, and you have to be honest with yourself. I'm being honest with you here as I fill the seat for a few hours on the Savage Nation in the absence of Dr. Michael Savage. We've got to be honest with ourselves. Most liberal progressives in America have not the critical thinking skills to understand the enormous contradictions in what the president just said there. All 42 seconds of those remarks. It's been dealt with. It's just politics. We need to stay clear of the processes and procedures. All the while, I'm President Obama, and I'm throwing everybody under the bus who's involved in the investigation and politically meddling in the process. You see the contradiction there. You see it. I see it. But the liberal progressives in our midst who animate this insanity, they don't get it. They know Republican bad, Democrat Obama, Biden, Clinton, Sanders good. That's as far as their if you want to call it a reasoning process, as far as they go. But my question for you, how bad must it get? How endangered must the country become before some critical mass of Americans, those on the right, those in the middle, and some on the left, if they're salvageable, how bad must it get, how endangered must we become before a critical mass of Americans wake up and say, enough! We want national security. We're tired of this tolerance and inclusiveness and diversity and undermining the cops and ushering in jihad and Sharia law. We want national security. Go after the bad guys. Protect the good people. How do we get there? Here's our toll-free number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I am author and columnist Austin Hill, honored to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in. It's the Savage Nation. Take down our number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Get over to michaelsavage.com sooner rather than later. I'm telling you, as I said in my setup here, this hard copy here that I have for the New York Times this morning and from Fox News earlier in the afternoon. The former Secretary of State, just take this in. Listen to the gravity of my words here. The former Secretary of State, the nation's top diplomat, the person entrusted to carry out U.S. foreign policy and to ensure U.S. interests, not the interests of the Islamic State, not the interests of the Palestinians, not the interests of Europe, the interests of the United States. The former Secretary of State, we now know, is being investigated for possibly having violated the U.S. Federal Espionage Act. In particular, she may very well have violated the gross negligent clause, gross negligence clause of that law. This is serious stuff. And yet there's, you know, Bernie Sanders just earlier in the week, I'm tired of your stupid emails and all of that kind of stuff. At what point, how bad must it get? How close to the fire must we get in the United States of America before some critical mass of Americans, those of us who love and listen to Dr. Michael Savage here on the Savage Nation, those of us, I hope most of us, on the cultural and political right, but some in the center and maybe just, you know, a few on the left who still have a few brain cells functioning. How close to the fire, how bad must it become before a critical mass of us wake up and realize how endangered we are? This is not just about Hillary Clinton can't figure out how to use a BlackBerry. This is really serious stuff. Here's our number again. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. By the way, October 27th, that's the release date for his new book, Government Zero. I am blessed to have gotten a sneak peek on this one. MichaelSavage.com, get to his website, order it now. But I'm telling you, the news today, and this is not just, you know, a right-wing news story or a left-wing news story. This is the New York Times and FoxNews.com both. The news of this day could have come out of the appendices of the book. I mean, this is how on target the book is, but this is how our reality, how severe our reality is. It's the Savage Nation. To the phones, Leo is up next listening to our D.C. radio home, WMAL. Leo, welcome to the program, sir. Hello.
Hey, Austin, thanks for having me on again.
Yes, sir.
I've been pretty vocal about this here in the D.C. area when I call in the morning, and I truly believe we've reached that critical mass. Next week is going to be a turning point in our nation's history. I really believe that if she walks out of there without shackles on, the media is going to push this through. They're not going to find anything grave that she's done. And she'll be the nominee, and then they'll push her through to be the president. And I said, that's when our nation will have ceased to exist. The key to all this is the day that she is arrested, you will know, because I'll be out there in the streets dancing up and down, clapping, yelling, screaming like it's New Year's Eve. But she needs to go to prison. Any normal American listening to this radio station and hearing this, if we had done that, anything facsimile resembling close to what she's done, we would be sitting our butt in jail right now awaiting sentence. And she is still allowed to get up and stump and debate for the highest office in our country.
Listen, Leo, I'm with you. I hear you. This is very disturbing. Here's what is perhaps even more disturbing. I'm not minimizing what you're saying here. What's even more disturbing to me, or at least equally as disturbing, is that this woman is this individual, forget her gender, this person, as grossly negligent as she has become, she is still the odds-on favorite of millions of Americans. And we cannot expect the Congress to act appropriately if we, the people, don't have a clue. It's the Savage Nation. I'm Austin Hill in for Dr. Michael Savage. Back in moments. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
The Savage Nation rolls on. Dr. Michael Savage out today. Don't freak out. He is okay. Just traveling a bit. He'll be back early next week. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage today. Take down our number. It's toll-free, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. By the way, navigate over to michaelsavage.com sooner rather than later. I'll tell you that just as sure as his new book, Government Zero, is spot on with the day's news. As I was pointing out earlier, we now know from FoxNews.com as of today, Mrs. Clinton, our beloved Hillary Rodham Clinton, one that is entitled to the presidency, just ask her. She's being investigated by the FBI for possible violations of the Federal Espionage Act under the Gross Negligence Clause. That's big stuff. That spells Government Zero. That spells no strategy for national security. And by the way, you can order the book at michaelsavage.com. It's right there. We've got this headline at michaelsavage.com. Palestinians torch the tomb of biblical hero Joseph. If you are a Jew, if you are a Christian, even if you just have some kind of, I don't know, vague identity with the Judeo-Christian ethic and Western civilizations, this should matter. And yet, even on this day, President Barack Hussein Obama, peace be upon him, and we'll have audio on this later in this episode of The Savage Nation, President Obama was making the moral equivalent today of Israel and the Palestinians. And waxing philosophical and saying, oh, gee whiz, Israel's right to defend itself. But, you know, those Palestinians really have a good point here. even as they go about destroying historical sites, historical structures that are absolutely part and parcel and relevant to the Judeo-Christian ethic, to Judaism, to Christianity, to Western civilization. God help us. You can find that news story at michaelsavage.com. If I sound a bit angry, a bit passionate, I am. And it's an honor to sit in for Dr. Michael Savage today. Here's the number. It's 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. To the phones, Jen is up next in the San Francisco Bay Area listening to KSFO. Jen, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hello. I think she's the heir apparent, and things will never get bad enough. You know, I was watching the debate the other night, and I see up there winking, blinking, and nod, and then there's Hillary. And Bernie Sanders, who is not, just hands her a football with this email comment that he made. It's like, yeah, the Americans are sick of your... No. I not only am not sick about of hearing about it, I understand that there are at least 32 pending lawsuits regarding her emails at the State Department. And I would love to see the this all come to fruition in a court of law, you know, a high circuit court. That wouldn't bother me one bit. Besides that, the Democrat Party is absolutely run by women. You think she's going anywhere? She's going to get the biggest pass ever. That's what I think. But I sure hope I'm wrong.
Listen, and Jen, I appreciate the call. Great to have you listening on 560 KSFO in San Francisco. Listen, she will get a pass with most. There's no doubt that that Jen in the Bay Area, there she's in Palo Alto, California, apparently. There's no doubt that Mrs. Clinton will get a pass with most. She'll get a pass with, and think about this for a moment. Let's just take a step back here for a moment. I played that audio soundbite. We can get to this later, maybe before the hour's over, with we can play the line of questioning from the gentleman, local TV news anchor, KUSA-TV in Denver. This young guy puts her on the spot and suggest that maybe she should have, Mrs. Clinton, maybe it should have occurred to her that shuffling off a highly classified email data onto a private server could have compromised the nation's security. You don't hear that line of questioning from Anderson Cooper at CNN. No. Anderson Cooper is a supporter of the Clinton initiatives. How dare he put dear Mrs. Clinton on the spot because, you know, he's a part of the Clinton Initiatives gang. And then, of course, there's George Stephanopoulos, who is a financial contributor to the Clinton Initiatives and to the Clinton campaign. Both of these characters masquerade as objective journalists, just getting to the facts, just bringing you the news story, but they don't dare ask the questions that this one courageous guy in Denver did. Look, I guess part of what I'm getting at here is to say, and again, I'm here for a few hours today, guest hosting the Savage Nation, honored to fill the chair of Dr. Michael Savage, and I am grateful to him. Thank you, Dr. Savage, for finding me fit to do this today. Thanks for asking. Honored to be here. But just as sure as I, your fellow American, has something to say about this, let me just try to persuade you to consider this. We cannot count on the dominant news media in our country to do this work. You and I have got to get to michaelsavage.com. We've got to listen to the show. We've got to corroborate different bits of information, different news items. We've got to put the pieces together. We've got to connect the dots. Because the Anderson Coopers and the George Stephanopoulos of the world, they certainly will not. And that's why I posed the question the way I did. Will a critical mass, a sufficient number of Americans, regardless of one's skin color or gender or sexual orientation or ethnic heritage or geographical location, will a significant number, a sufficient number of people, connect the dots and realize we're in trouble? We are at government zero, as Dr. Savage's book title says. We are at the place where there's zero strategy for protecting the citizenry, upholding our liberties, and combating the bad guys. There's no firewall there. And in fact, our U.S. federal government, starting with El Presidente, our U.S. federal government is undermining our liberties and endangering us every step of the way. Can we get to that point where a sufficient number of Americans, whoever we are and wherever we're at, recognize what's going on here? That's why I posed the question. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Gino, up next, listening to us on WABC in New York. Gino, what's up?
The pain has to be felt by the current crop of millennials, because if they don't start feeling the pain, it doesn't go to their brain. These people have been trained from kindergarten all the way through law school that mommy and daddy baby boomer and mommy and daddy Gen Xer are going to give them everything they want. That's why if they don't feel the pain, if we, the stupid suckers who have been paying for this slacker generation to get their act together, they're not going to vote for conservatives. They don't bother to listen to talk radio. They never listen or watch Fox News Channel. They're perfectly content to think that everything's going to come their way, because these brain-dead, trained Bolsheviks are going to think that they are going to run the show, and eventually they will. But if nobody's paying the taxes and nobody's going to work and you got illegal aliens taking their jobs away from them and taking their money away from them, maybe a few of these millennials will come to the realization the way I did 35 to try to get a decent wage and a decent living. When they feel the pain, maybe and just maybe they might turn. But I doubt it, because we, the baby boomers and the Gen Xers especially, have screwed up the next two or three millennials and generations. They are the entitlement crowd. They're never going to go along with conservatism. They're always going to rely on Bolshevism and socialism. And don't be surprised if Bernie Sanders posed a shocking upset of all upsets. And
listen, it could happen. And you're right about that. And, Gino, I appreciate the call and I appreciate the point. Oh, yes, pain is very instructive, is it not? Pain can be a good thing if one responds to it appropriately and allows pain to be your teacher. And let me tell you, to his point, it is the millennial generation that is feeling the pain of the Obama economy in ways that Gen Xers are not, and in ways that baby boomers are only starting to feel the pain. Let me piece that together for you. The Obama economy has brought to bear this horribly sluggish economy. Listen, if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, you're in D.C., you're in New York, things are pretty good. And most of the financial news media and business and economic reporting that goes on in this country, most of that news content, I'm here to tell you as a fill-in host on the Savage Nation, most of that news content emanates from Wall Street, from New York. Okay, but between San Francisco and New York, there's this whole vast, unwashed mass of us that we live in what's commonly referred to as flyover country, right? And no, it's not just all fabulous in flyover country. The lack of job creation in this country, and by the way, the boomers and the millennials and the Xers collectively as a mass, our country has voted for this nonsense. This wasn't just imposed upon us. We asked for Obamacare. Maybe you didn't vote for it. I didn't vote for it. But we asked for this insanity with the way perhaps we didn't vote, didn't care to go and vote. I mean, seriously, you know, if I could just jump off here, you really think we'd be worse off with President Romney right now? Anyway, I digress. We've asked for this. We've asked for this government control over the economy. We've asked for what we commonly call in economic terms a planned and controlled economy that doesn't incentivize companies to hire people. And the millennials are feeling the pain of that the worst. Now, the question is, and to Gino's point here, pain can be instructive. But the question is, do the millennial generation, do they have sufficient critical thinking capacities to actually connect the dots and realize, hey, no job, mountains of student loan debt, I followed all the rules, I jumped through all the hoops, I got a college degree, I don't have anything to do in the economy. Maybe my government lied to me. Maybe my government school misled me. Maybe Barack Hussein Obama really didn't mean it when he said he'd take care of me. Will millennials connect the dots that way, or are they just in sycophantic fashion going to run around and say, yeah, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, free college tuition, sounds good to me, got to do something. That's the pressure point. That's the big question there. And I'm not sure which direction that's headed, quite frankly. Here's our number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'm author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage today. Radu is listening to WMAL in Washington, D.C. Thanks for holding, Radu. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm an immigrant to this country. It's very important to me to say that I'm a legal immigrant to this country. I came here 36 years ago. I lived under socialism, and I lived under communism for the first 16 years of my life. I lived in Eastern Europe. It's a privilege to come here, and but I think that more so than Americans do, I am very anti-illegal immigrants, because that is a slap in the face to everybody like myself who came here, took about 8 years to go through approval stages. My parents did, and we came here legally. So as an American citizen who was not born here, but again, I am very anti-illegal immigrant, and I think every single illegal immigrant should be thrown in this country. No, I'm not a major Donald Trump supporter, but Donald Trump never ever says he's against immigrants. He's against illegal immigrants. So am I, and so should everybody who's level-headed. I have a couple more things I would like to discuss, then I'll get off.
Real quick. Go.
Number two, Hillary Clinton. Nobody ever talks about this. There's only one of two choices. Either she's a liar or she's incompetent. She was the Secretary of State for 6 years. So what she's saying is that during this 6 years, she has never sent an email that was that had any kind of private or any kind of secretive secrets to it.
Yes.
She did not do her job. So either she did not do her job, because you cannot tell me that the Secretary of State, you never send information or you never send emails to another Secretary of State or another president. So either she's a liar or she's incompetent. So she can pick either one she wants.
Listen, Radu, I appreciate the call. Great to have you listening at WMAL in Washington, D.C. Again, I just wanted to point out, to arrive at the conclusion, notice he had a juxtaposition for us there at the end. Either she's lying or she's incompetent. Guess what? To arrive at that decision requires a little critical thinking. And critical thinking, what used to be common sense is not so common anymore. Critical thinking is in short supply. Again, is there a critical mass, a sufficient number of us in America that realizes what's at stake? 855-400-SAVAGE, that's the number, 855-400-7282. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in, honored to sit in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Just moments ago, a caller here on the Savage Nation suggested that if it was you or if it was me that had engaged in gross negligence at the State Department, why we'd be facing criminal charges. There wouldn't be a lot of debate. There wouldn't be people sending money to our campaign website and those kinds of things. But with Hillary Clinton, it's a different deal. And I'll tell you why. And this is why I was posing the question earlier. Are there still sufficient numbers of Americans who give a rat's behind about national security and realize just how dangerous this game is? It's not an American news agency. It's the London Daily Mail out of the UK that has done the critical thinking and the scrutiny and reporting that what Mrs. Clinton is being investigated for, were it to be the case that she was brought up on charges and found guilty in a court of law, it could land her a 10-year prison sentence. This is how severe this situation is. If you just joined us, this is The Savage Nation. I'm author and columnist Austin Hill. Honored to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage today. He's fine. Don't panic. He's good. He's taking some time off. He's traveling. He'll be back, if not Monday, then very early next week. And I'm honored here to spend some time with you into the next hour. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. It's toll-free, as always, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Are there still enough of us in America with a pulse and with synapses actually happening in our brain cells, is there still a sufficient number of us who care and realize what's at stake? We'll talk more about that, get more of your calls on this. Oh, and in the midst of all this fiasco, guess what Hillary's talking about? Pot! Why, of course, what a great diversion. We'll talk about Hillary's pot diversion on the Savage Nation. Don't go away.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Dr. Michael Savage out today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to have you with us in the Savage Nation. Take down our number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Dr. Michael Savage out today. He returns on Monday, and I'm honored to be with you. Here's a question I would pose. Will pot be Hillary Clinton's escape? Oh, I know. Pot, as such, is a... It's a medicinal. It's just, you know, for the alleviation of pain, right? It's just mama's medicine. That's all it is. Pot is an excuse. I get it. It's an escape for a lot of emotional and psychological disorders. But will it be Hillary Clinton's escape from the, I guess, the conundrum she's got herself in? Having violated federal law, or at least having given every appearance of violating federal law, with this insane harboring of classified email data, national security data no less, on private servers, can she escape the wrath of those of us who are hopefully, Lord willing, God willing, waking up and realizing what a mess she and Barack Hussein Obama, peace be upon him, have made of our national security apparatus? Can she use pot as the escape? Now, here's why I ask. And I want to repeat some audio. We played this in the first hour here on the Savage Nation broadcast as I, Austin Hill, sit in just for a few hours today for Dr. Savage. But I want to repeat this. There's one courageous guy here in the news media. There's more. But here's one. His name is Brandon Ritterman. He is a local television news anchor reporter in the Denver, Colorado market with KUSA Television. Here's Brandon Ritterman. He gets this opportunity to interview Hillary Clinton. And forget the puffball parade love fest with Anderson Cooper and the CNN gang at the Democratic debate as such earlier in the week. Brandon Ritterman actually asks a serious question of Mrs. Clinton. He paints the picture, gives a bit of a ramp up, 25, 30 seconds or so here, explaining what she did to his viewers, harboring classified data on private email servers when she was the nation's top aficionado with diplomacy, our nation's top diplomat, the one entrusted to carry out foreign policy, to ensure and to uphold national security and all the rest. Here's Brandon Ritterman. He lays out the acts that she has committed, apparently, and then says, did it ever occur to you that maybe kind of sort of this could have been kind of reckless and dangerous? Listen to this again. Roll it, please.
I'm not going to ask you a trustworthiness question about the email issue, but I do want to ask a judgment question. You used a small Denver company called Platte River Networks to manage your private server. It appears now that data off of that server got backed up to a cloud server somewhere else without your knowledge or consent. Platte River told me if it knew, and it's not in the business of asking, but if it knew that you were planning to send State Department type information through this system, this is not the system that they would have set you up with. You're the nation's top diplomat in that role. You got to know that, you know, what you're sending through communications is valuable to foreign intelligence. Why go with this system? Did any part of you think maybe this isn't a good idea?
Did it ever kind of, sort of, a little bit, maybe just kind of, maybe, possibly cross your mind that this could have been reckless? And I love his setup here. I'm not doing what the dominant national news media and the pollsters are doing, he seems to be saying. I'm not asking a trustworthy question. Gee, Mrs. Clinton, can we trust you? I'm asking you a judgment question. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are so deficient with judgment, with discernment. I'm asking you a wisdom question, is kind of what he's doing here. could this have been kind of dangerous, Mrs. Clinton? Here's her meandering, I take responsibility, and it's everybody else's fault at the same time response. Listen to this again.
Well, look, I've taken responsibility for what I did, and it was a mistake. The State Department allowed it at the time, and I've tried to be as transparent as possible. I'll be appearing before the Congress next week and answering a lot of questions that they may have, although now it's clear that this whole effort was set up for political partisan purposes, not to try to get to any useful end. But, you know, I'll be in a position to respond, and the American people can listen and watch and draw their own conclusions.
I've taken full responsibility. I've apologized. There's really nothing to see here. This is all just partisan politics. But I don't want to, you know, defer to politics. I've taken full responsibility, and ask me later. Okay. Now, in that same interview with this courageous guy, Brandon Rittman, he actually dared to challenge her. Oh, my goodness. News journalists challenging would-be politicians. Oh, it's hurt feelings. We should play a sound to indicate a hurt feelings alert. I'm sure somebody, probably a lot of somebody's feelings got hurt when he challenged dear Mrs. Clinton on her stance towards medical marijuana and pot. Now, I don't know how inadvertent this was or how intentional it was. I think this is all just, you know, get the liberal progressive vote. Get those Obama sycophants to go check the box for me, 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 me. I think that's the only objective here. But she kind of meandered into a very interesting power to the state sort of conundrum here. Anyway, challenging Mrs. Clinton about pot. Here was her response in Colorado. Listen to this.
I really believe it's important that states like Colorado lead the way so that we can learn what works and what doesn't work. And I would certainly not want the federal government to interfere with the legal decision made by the people of Colorado and enforced by your elected officials as to how you should be conducting this business that you have approved. So, no, I want to give you the space, and I want other states to learn from you what works and what doesn't work.
Oh, my good. Oh, notice the about face here. We're concerned. Mrs. Clinton is concerned about federal intrusion into individual lives. Come on. Yeah, well, if that's the case, and if it's really about states' rights, and by the way, legally, this doesn't add up. Arguably, and I'm not interested in pot. I've never tried it. I understand there's an argument to make. People make the argument to say, well, it really does have a medicinal purpose. Okay, fine. But why are you so obsessed with it? I mean, really, with all that's going on in the country, all the national security crises that we're dealing with right here, right now, and you're motivated, your prime passion in life is to demand your pod rights. I mean, that's kind of, you know, those are some pretty weird priorities, I would say. But my goodness, what she's now gotten herself into is a debate over the powers of the states. Some people call it states' rights. Constitutionally, states don't really have rights. They have certain powers. It's the battle of the powers of the state versus the powers of the U.S. federal government. And she's siding with the states? Huh? Rut-row? I mean, what's going on here? This is the, and again, the liberal progressive Obama sycophants, they have not the critical thinking capacities to understand what's going on here. But my goodness, if the states, if we can't let the federal government intrude with the states. Well, what about Arizona's state law regarding, hello, illegal immigration? Barack Hussein Obama has sought to undermine that at every turn. Mrs. Clinton, where dost thou stand on federal meddling with Arizona and its law saying illegal immigration is illegal? I mean, seriously? We're going to go down this road where we have to trust the individual states and local governments because the feds don't have it all figured out here. And arguably, one would say that the states, Colorado and Washington and other states around the country, even other local municipalities around the country, California, for sure, California blazed the trail on this one. Individual states and local governments, they are interfering with the federal government. They are, at the very least, you'd have to say, logically and legally speaking, they're at odds with federal law. Marijuana, its growing, its cultivation, its harvesting, its sale, its consumption, its transporting, is by federal law still illegal. And yet individual local governments and individual state governments, sometimes through legislative processes, more often than not through ballot initiative, they have risen up and said, hey, we don't care, we're doing what we want. I wonder if Mrs. Clinton just wants to, you know, give people their space, you know, in states where they didn't create an Obamacare insurance exchange. Oh, my goodness, we wouldn't want to impose Obamacare on people, right, Hillary? There is not a logical consistency here. And we live at a time in our nation where the critical thinking capacities, the ability towards logic to understand what's going on here, the ability to say, you know, dot A goes to dot B goes to dot C, it's just not there. But will pot be Hillary's escape from the PR debacle she's gotten herself into, having possibly violated federal law and compromised our nation's security? Think about that. Here's the number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Andrew, up next, listening to us on WJR in Michigan. Welcome, Andrew. Hello, sir.
Hey, Austin. Good to be with you today.
Likewise.
I just wanted to call and make a comment about one of your other callers that talked about the millennials not worried about what's going on in the country. I am a millennial, and we are very concerned about what's going on. You know, myself and people, my peers, we're very concerned. But the problem we have is we're at a point right now where everybody is so deep in bed with everybody else in Washington that we are just waiting for that time when we look to our left and we look to our right and we see our neighbors standing in the streets with their guns, ready to go back and take this country back and make it what it has always been, the great nation that it is. And today it is no longer that great nation. You know, so
it is. Listen, I'm with you. You're right about that. It is no longer the great nation that your parents and your grandparents, if you're a millennial, if you're truly a millennial, it's the great nation your parents enjoyed and the great nation that your grandparents probably created. I would guess chronologically that's what we'd be talking about with your family lineage. But Andrew, I kudos to you. God bless you for figuring this out and understanding what's going on here. It is nonetheless your generation, the millennials, that are so enchanted with Bernard Sanders and free college tuition, and Hillary has just followed suit with him, and it's the millennial generation that is fanning that flame of free college tuition, seemingly clueless that the federal debt is the noose around your necks. Your parents and grandparents will be dead before your generation really feels the pain of $19 trillion and counting. You do understand that, right?
Absolutely. I absolutely understand that. It's not going to be their problem. It's going to be our problem. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, the first election that I was able to vote in was the election of Barry Satoro. And, I hated it. I fought it and I fought it and I fought it. And I looked around at all my peers and they're loving it. You know, I never went to college. I never paid for tuition. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've gone out and worked with the sweat of my back to earn everything that I have. You know,
well, that's what. Listen, keep working. Don't give up. But understand that your generation has itself in a horrible hole. Your parents and your parents' generation, the boomers for sure, helped dig this hole. My generation, Gen X, helped dig it too. But your generation is digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And change won't come, healing won't happen, if you want to put it that way, until there's a huge awakening. Andrew, thanks for the call. Here's the number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. By the way, Andrew and all others, get to michaelsavage.com. Get his book. Order it now. The launch date, the release date is October 27th. Order it right now for the millennial in your life. It's Government Zero, michaelsavage.com. I'm author and columnist Austin Hill, honored to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. It's the Savage Nation, back in moments.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The
Savage Nation rolls on. Dr. Michael Savage out today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to have you with us. Take down our number and join us. It's toll-free, of course, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And we'll get to more of your calls on the way. Also, into the next half hour, wait till you hear what El Presidente has said yet again, rubbing... It's not salt in the open wounds. It's something far more toxic into the open wounds of the relationship between the United States and the great nation of Israel. Amid, and by the way, if you get over to michaelsavage.com, you can see the news for yourself here. I mean, we've got Palestinians. Oh, the precious Palestinians. They just want peace. They just want love and joy and to get along. They just want their own country. The Palestinians have now, according to news at michaelsavage.com, they have destroyed yet another artifact, another historical site that is relevant to both the Christian and Jewish faiths. They have destroyed a historical site that belongs to the biblical historical figure, Joseph. And yet, I'll let you hear Barack Hussein Obama at a press conference today say, now, Israel, you need to, mind your business here. You need to play fair. Okay, this is so lopsided in terms of how this is being addressed and how this is being characterized. And I don't know. I don't know. I hope and pray that there is a critical mass of us who are awake and are connecting the dots and understanding what's at stake here in our country. But the vast majority of the liberal progressives, they just don't get it. They don't see what's going on here, and nor do they care much, quite frankly. They just want their free stuff. Here's something else. Speaking of the critical thinking deficit in our country, the otherwise beautiful city of San Francisco, at 560 KSFO, you may be listening to us on KSFO right now. Wonderful radio station, wonderful part of the country, and yet, this is a sanctuary city by definition, right? And at michaelsavage.com, we've got a story, yet another scandalous look at the sheriff of San Francisco County, Ross Mercurami. This is a guy who oversees the sanctuary city where we saw a otherwise beautiful blonde U.S. citizen, wonderful lady, mother of three small children, innocently out and about walking near Pier 39, a tourist attraction in the beautiful city by the bay, one beautiful summer day with her dad, and she's gunned down by an illegal alien. This is the sanctuary city that is San Francisco. And now at michaelsavage.com, even more disturbing news about this sheriff, who, by the way, was elected even though he was under federal investigation for legal violations and for assault charges. Now comes news that he might not even know how to fire a gun himself. MichaelSavage.com. The news is there. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. The Savage Nation rolls on. More of your calls on the way up next. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Great to have you here in the Savage Nation. Dr. Michael Savage out today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in. We'll get back to your calls momentarily. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Lots of news is yours always at michaelsavage.com. And I'll get to some of the... it's in the news today with Benjamin Netanyahu having spoken at a press conference, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Barack Hussein Obama responding to Mr. Netanyahu at his own press conference. But one thing, we've talked so much about illegal immigration today, and rightfully so, understandably so. But if you get over to michaelsavage.com and sign up for the Savage Nation newsletter, which is free, there's no charge, it just goes right to your email inbox. There is this great story that Dr. Savage tells in the newsletter today about the kind of immigrant that America needs. And guess what? It happened. How did this meeting happen with the kind of immigrant that America needs? It happened in a business transaction. It happened when Dr. Savage went for a ride with a freelance ride-sharing services provider through Uber.com. Got into a car with the guy. And just get to michaelsavage.com and log on, sign up for the newsletter, and read this story. It is profound, and this is precisely the kind of immigrant that America needs. This is precisely the kind of working family that migrated to the U.S. from which I come from. My family lineage traces back this way. So does Dr. Savage's family lineage trace back this way. This is what America is about. It's not just coming here to scoop up all kinds of free stuff at everybody else's expense. It's coming here to the United States of America for the opportunity. And look how people have seized the opportunity and transformed themselves and their families and their posterity and this country. That's what this is about. It's not about socioeconomic status or sexual orientation or skin color or ethnicity. It's about opportunity for all. It's in the newsletter. Check it out. MichaelSavage.com. Sign up for that. By the way, we have this, and this is kind of a, you know, I guess we'd say in the news business, a developing story. Palestinians, the peace-loving thugs that they are, they just want their own country, right? They're just angry because the U.S. is just a terrible place, and we had George W. Bush in the White House for 8 years. That's all it's about. Nonsense. There's the news right now at MichaelSavage.com about Palestinians now having torched, firebombed an historical site, a historical structure that dates back to the biblical character of Joseph. If you care about the Bible, about the story of Christianity, about Christianity itself, even if you're Jewish and you care about the Judeo-Christian tradition, this should matter to you. The Palestinians want nothing of Judeo-Christian anything. They want nothing of Western heritage. They want nothing of peace with Israel and the Western world. They want what they want, and they want to destroy the rest. By the way, this is Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, speaking at a press conference today. Our State Department, under the leadership, if you want to call it that, of Secretary of State John Kerry, our leadership, our Secretary of State, could not act fast enough to blame Israel, for the tensions between themselves and the Palestinians yet again. Why? Because Israel sees fit to defend itself, something more than our government leaders will do. Here's Benjamin Netanyahu calling out our federal government, saying this is wrong. Listen to this.
Israel is using exactly the kind of legitimate and the amount of legitimate force that any one of those governments, and those municipalities, and those police forces would use if they had people wielding knives, meat cleavers, axes, trying to kill people on their streets. What do you think would happen in New York if you saw people rushing into crowds trying to murder people? What do you think they would do? You think they'd do anything different from what we're doing? They might, actually, but certainly not less, okay? This allegation is totally false. It's utterly false. It's also utterly unfair because it's so obviously, patently false.
Yeah, and Benjamin Netanyahu, just to make another observation here, this man is so astute. He is so intelligent. He is constantly, even at press conferences in his own nation's capital, is often making analogies to United States of America and citing U.S. geographical locations. He was just citing there, you know, New York City. I will answer his question, by the way. What would happen if this were this kind of behavior were happening in New York? I can tell you this. The NYPD would be on the spot. They wouldn't put up with this nonsense. They'd put an end to it right away. But after the fact, the Obama administration, vis-a-vis the Department of Justice, would launch an investigation, and they would find that, oh, gee whiz, the assault on the would-be criminals, well, the incarceration itself was racially motivated, and the police officers need to be brought up on charges, and there needs to be a fine levied against the NYPD. That's how things work with this current regime in Washington, D.C. I just had to answer the Prime Minister's question there. He asked a very appropriate question, but that's the honest answer. It happened in the aftermath of the Boston terror attacks, the bombing of the Boston Marathon back a couple of years ago. That's precisely what happened. We've already had a would-be terrorist attack in Manhattan. Have we all forgotten about that? The plot to blow up Times Square, March 2010, NYPD, God bless them, they foiled that plot, not the Obama administration. The Boston Marathon bombing occurs. President Obama's response is, let's not rush to judgment. The Boston PD, they knew. They had evidence. They knew that there was a risk. And federal authorities undermined them. Local cops are not the problem. It's the regime in Washington, D.C. That said, in the aftermath of the Prime Minister's responses there, his remarks, dear leader Barack Hussein Obama took to the podium in Washington, D.C. Here he is, first off, saying that the anti-Israel Israeli violence is kind of, sort of, maybe a little bit inappropriate. Listen to this.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms violence directed against innocent people, and believe that Israel has a right to maintain basic law and order and protect its citizens from knife attacks violence on the streets.
You hear how difficult that is, how protracted those remarks are. We believe Israel has a right to maintain basic law and order. Okay, I got to say it. Israel has a right to protect its citizens from knife attacks. So reticent, so uncomfortable saying that maybe Israel has some right to defend itself. That notwithstanding, though, the president just couldn't save himself. No. Don't want to come across as too supportive of our alleged ally, Israel. He goes on to, in essence, make a moral equivalence of Israel and the Palestinians. And, you know, they both deserve a little spanking here. Here's part two.
We also believe that it's important for both Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israeli elected officials, and President Abbas, and other people in positions of power, to try to tamp down rhetoric that may feed violence or anger or misunderstanding, and try to get all people in Israel and in the West Bank to recognize that this kind of random violence isn't going to result in anything other than more hardship and more insecurity.
This president is always psychologizing things. There's never a moral dimension to any of this kind of behavior. No. It's just frustrations. It's anger. It's feelings of being misunderstood. There's nothing morally right or morally wrong, at least very rarely anyway, in the vernacular of Barack Hussein Obama. And my God, that is just painful. We needed to play that for you. You needed to hear that. But that is just loathsome. That is painful to hear the sitting U.S. presidents so uncomfortable to say there's something right in the world and there's something horribly wrong in the world, and we're distinguishing between the two. Just wanted you to know that. Get to michaelsavage.com. See the news. See what the Palestinians have been doing to the nation of Israel, having destroyed yet another historical Christian archive, a historical artifact, a historical site relevant to the biblical character. Oh, God forbid I said biblical on radio. The Bible character, Joseph, from the New Testament. Think about that. These are serious times, and it requires some critical, serious thinking. Here's our number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. I am author and columnist Austin Hill, honored to be sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He's back on Monday to the phones. Haley is listening to us in Florida. Haley, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hey, Austin Hill. Thank you, for one, for your public service. I was just calling in as a millennial, to touch base with a caller from earlier, and also to show you that there is a pulse on radio. I wanted to bring a point that I don't think actually it's a generational issue. I think it's an age appropriation issue. You guys and my grandparents and parents speak from an industrial age point of view, but you've got to realize that we're the first generation with the internet to have all this access, more than just a two-party mindset. I think we kind of are dibbed as rebellious, but I think it's more so passionate. And when you look at, say, an age, all the things that change, even within the industrial age, machines that also took out people. So that will change the economy. And in the technological age, you're coming on more for that. My personal opinion would be, when you're entering an age, there should be some kind of government reform, or at least the idea of that. And I don't see that. And I'm speaking from a personal point of view and my own observations, but I think that it gets kind of old for our generation. You know, like we are going to school, and we're getting all this debt tagged on, and there's no answer. You know, and we don't.
Oh, no. Haley, listen, there is an answer. I don't mean to cut you off, but you're touching on some very profoundly important points. And here's part of the answer. You've kind of sort of been lied to. And I'm really sorry about that. But there is this lie that has come vis-a-vis public education and from various presidential administrations and state and federal government agencies. This lie has been, go to college. You have to go to college. Get a degree. Doesn't matter what the degree is in. Just, you know, education is the key. That's the little cliche phrase. Haley, education is the key. Just get a degree. Doesn't matter what it's in. And then there'll be a job waiting for you. You've been lied to. That's part of the problem there. And the fact of the matter is, there's some people, and listen, I have a graduate degree in philosophy. You don't go to monster.com and log on and find all kinds of job openings for people with graduate degrees in philosophy. I'm a fairly reasonably well-educated person myself, in the liberal arts, no less. And I feel very good about that. But there was no direct correlation between studying philosophy and employment as a talk radio host. Your generation has been lied to. Even worse than my Gen X generation was lied to, in that you just get a degree in whatever and it necessarily amounts to job training. That's part of the solution, to recognize the lie. Does that make sense to you, Haley?
That does make sense, Austin. It makes sense, but it's just that it's way more than that, you know?
Here's another puzzle piece, if I may, here. We need to do manufacturing again in this country. You can look at the industrial age, as you call it, and say, well, that's over and done with. No. We need to make stuff and build stuff and sell stuff and export stuff from this country. And by and large, federal regulation and federal law, even federal environment law, prohibits us from manufacturing. Using natural resources, mining, timber production, drilling oil out of the ground. These are all good things. They're very industrial in nature. There's a computer and digital and technological component to it. But we have to get back to making stuff and building stuff and exporting stuff in this country. That's another part of the puzzle piece, so to speak. Does that make sense for you, Haley?
All of it does make sense.
Okay. Well, listen, keep the faith. Please don't give up. I'm sorry for the predicament the millennials are in, but keep listening to this program. Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow. Keep listening to him. You will be back. I'm sorry, you'll be back on Monday. You will be back here Monday, right, Haley?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay. Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate the conversation. There is a way out. There are solutions. But it's going to require some very, very different thinking and some critical thinking at that. 855-400-7282, that's our number, 855-400-SAVAGE. It's the Savage Nation. Dr. Michael Savage is out. I'm Austin Hill sitting in. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, SAVAGE.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Great to have you part of the Savage Nation. The program rolls on. Dr. Michael Savage is off today. He returns on Monday. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Thank you, Dr. Savage, for having me in to occupy the big chair here for just a few hours today in his absence. Here's our number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Into the next hour. Don't go anywhere. This is big stuff, and I will get back to your calls. Listen, the degradation, the slow erosion, and sometimes it's not so slow. It's certainly picking up the pace. The erosion of what started off as a wonderful, blessed relationship, a relationship among allies, the United States and Israel. This is something that is near and dear to my heart as a Christian Gentile. I don't care what your ethnic heritage is or your religious affiliation is. This should matter to all Americans. Every president of the United States, beginning with President Dwight Eisenhower, right up and through the previous president, George W. Bush. Every U.S. president, Republican or Democrat, saw fit to stand by Israel and ally our nation with Israel. Some would even say that the president that preceded Dwight Eisenhower, and I single him out because Israel officially became a nation during the Eisenhower presidency, but some would say that even before President Eisenhower occupied the White House, President Harry Truman, in anticipation of the forming of the new nation of Israel way back when, even President Truman said, that's our ally in the Middle East. Suffice it to say that every president since the inception of Israel, right up and through our previous president, George W. Bush, stood by Israel. Barack Hussein Obama knew better. Oh, no, 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 no. We don't want to do it the way all those past presidents did it. No, no. Barack Obama was going to bring us peace and tolerance and inclusivity and accomplish those things by undermining Israel, right? We'll talk more about that in economic news. Coming up, it's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Dr. Savage is off today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill, honored to be sitting in for him today. It's the Savage Nation. Take down our number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We welcome your calls, and we'll get back to them in moments here on the Savage Nation. Make sure to navigate over to michaelsavage.com, by the way. We've got so much news published there. Dr. Savage and company, keep the news flowing there. And there is so much big, big, big stuff that has transpired, especially, and we're going to get back onto this here in just a moment here, especially as it pertains to U.S.-Israel relationships. I'm telling you, I get so frustrated as a Gentile Christian guy being bashed on by liberal Jews in America. I was recalling as I was reading some of the things that Dr. Savage has written about this subject and looking at some of the news today and even hearing some of the comments from our own president. I'll play some more audio of his press conference today. I was recalling an episode in my own life from just a couple of years ago where my wife and I don't want to say the token Gentiles, just good friends of a Jewish family. We were at maybe two of three or four non-Jews at a bar mitzvah. And yeah, we didn't understand the food and the celebration and the culture and the prayers and the poems and all that kind of stuff. We were just taking it in and fascinated with it. And as a Christian myself, I certainly have a spiritual connection, if nothing else, to Jews and to Judaism. Hello. But be that as it may, over the dinner at this bar mitzvah, I have this very liberal family member of the family, extended family of the family that I was there to celebrate with, and she goes off on this tangent and explains to me that the only reason you Gentile Christian types care about Israel is because Israel fulfills your theology. And I looked at her and I said, and that's a problem because why? That's bad for Israel because why? By the way, that's not why I care about Israel. Not exclusively why I care about Israel. Israel is the only stable nation with a human rights record in that whole region of the world called the Middle East. Anybody who cares about prosperity and peace and humanity itself should care about Israel. Then, secondary to that, there's the theological and historical and spiritual connection. But I have been told that so many times. Well, you just care because you're a Bible thumper. And that's a problem because why? If I stand up for what is right and what's good and the right to the blessed nation of Israel to protect itself, that's a problem because, Anyway, we've got this news. It's michaelsavage.com. Navigate over to there sooner rather than later. The Palestinians, those thugs, they have now torch-bombed a historical site from the biblical character, the biblical hero, from the what we would call as Christians the Old Testament of the Bible, from the Jewish ancient sacred text, the character Joseph. You know, the, Joseph and the coat of many colors, that guy. Yeah, peace, tolerance, and inclusiveness and diversity. That's what it's all about, right? President Barack Obama, and Robert, if we could have the second soundbite of his press conference today. Dear leader, Barack Hussein Obama was addressing this issue today, and you know, kind of started off saying, well, okay, Israel has a right to protect itself, and, you know, we wouldn't want anybody to get hurt, and okay, so the government of Israel kind of has this obligation, I guess, to stand by its people. But then he just couldn't help himself, could not rein himself in. He had to make the Palestinians and the Israelis out to be the moral equivalent of one another. And it's both of their faults, and it's nobody's fault, and it's everybody's fault, all at the same time. And shame on you, Israel, for policing your community, protecting your people, and doing a real good job of it. Shame on you, Israel. Here's part two. President Obama at the White House earlier today.
We also believe that it's important for both Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israeli elected officials and President Abbas and other people in positions of power to try to tamp down rhetoric that may feed violence or anger or misunderstanding, and try to get all people in Israel and in the West Bank to recognize that this kind of random violence isn't going to result in anything other than more hardship and more insecurity.
This man is just lost when faced with the moral depravity, the moral vacuous essence of his own positions here. This is insane. Get to michaelsavage.com. Check out the news there about the Palestinians torch bombing the historical site once belonging to the biblical hero Joseph. By the way, also order Government Zero, the new book from Dr. Savage. It comes out October 27th. I've been privileged to be able to read some of this. I am telling you, we don't want to go down the road that we are on right now. We don't want to go much further. Israel is the anecdote, the antithesis of what Dr. Savage describes in Government Zero, a nation with no borders, no language, no culture, no plan to fight the Islamic State. There is none. We're seeing that that vacuous, empty space right now. Israel, God bless them, had the good sense in no uncertain terms to reelect Benjamin Netanyahu in a landslide last year, knowing that this man is willing to fight, despite the fact that Obama thugs were on the ground in the nation of Israel trying to tip the election away from Benjamin Netanyahu. The people there still saw through the insanity, the foolishness, the stupidity. If we don't get on that kind of track soon, I fear what happens to the United States of America. Get Government Zero, Dr. Michael Savage, his new book. Order today, michaelsavage.com. You owe this to yourself. Get this as a gift. Get this for the millennial in particular in your life, but anybody who still has eyes to see and ears to hear. There's a little biblical metaphor for you. Anybody who still has these scruples, the ability to connect dot A to dot B, and is the least bit interested in what's going on in this world, get this book for them. Do it now. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. That's our number. Back to the phones. Stuart is in the state of Georgia. Stuart, thanks for holding, sir. Welcome. It's the Savage Nation. You're on with Austin Hill. Hello.
Here's something that really puzzles me. We're getting much too much two messages. According to our president, both Israeli and Palestinian lives matter, and they should talk to each other so they can tamp down the bad rhetoric. And yet in the United States here, according to big Democrats, only black lives matter. Why can't they cement their thinking into one policy or just shelve the other, you know?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and there's a rhetorically speaking, in terms of the verbiage, the language choice, there's a disconnect. But this nonsense, the president is not serious when he says Jewish lives matter and the nation of Israel, their livelihood matters. That's not the case at all. That's kind of a, I don't know. I think he kind of is forced to do that. But look at the actions, not just the words, Stuart, and thanks for the call, sir. Look at his actions. Not his words. The game plan is undermine the local cops domestically in the U.S. every step of the way and undermine Israel in the Middle East every step of the way. There's your consistency. Ron is up next in New Mexico. Ron, thanks for holding. It's the Savage Nation. Welcome to it.
Hi, Austin. My comment is about the tomb burning in Jerusalem. And it just shows, and with the comments from the president today, that he has no concern, nor does he care one bit about Israel. And he would rather see the face of Israel disappear from the planets and uphold his brotherhood in the Middle East.
Fair enough. So where do you suppose that leads?
Well, that leads to complete domination of Islam throughout the entire world, and Sharia law just conquers the world and throw us back into the Dark Ages, where that's where he sees us going.
And Ron, I appreciate the call. I don't know if our president sees this heading into the Dark Ages. I'm not sure that our president, with all due respect to people who attend school in the Ivy League, I don't know that he has sufficient adequate grasp of world history to understand what the Dark Ages entails. I mean, I worry that Western civilization is collapsing. If the United States won't stand up and do the right thing, who in the world has the capacity to do so? I mean, we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years nations like Canada. By the way, they're in the throes of a very contentious prime minister's election. Please, Canada, do the right thing. You've got one candidate there in the nation of Canada. The no surprise here, the liberal candidate, a guy named Justin Trudeau, if anybody's keeping track here, who's already on record saying he will never, ever, ever use the military to combat the Islamic State. Well, there's just national security for you, right? Please, Canada, your guy that's in office right now, Prime Minister Stephen Harper, the conservative candidate, as distasteful as you think he is, and dull and boring and cranky and cantankerous as he is, he's willing to fight. He stands with Israel. As screwed up as things are in the U.S. right now, we need Canada to keep its scruples about them. They've done pretty good in the last 8 years or so. Australia, parts of Europe, believe it or not, Europe's in a mess with illegal immigration and this Islamic State insanity. At the same time, the European Union has actually scaled back some of this stupid global warming protocol stuff. They're seeing through that insanity. New Zealand is becoming, to the extent that they can and they have the capacity, Australia and New Zealand both becoming more industrialized, more inclined to use natural resources and grow their economy. And think about this. Australia and Canada both, their federal governments, zero government debt. Zero. I mean, as far as the East is from the West, what a contrast from the United States of America, wouldn't you say? But nonetheless, they don't have the military capacity and the force and the power to combat the Islamic State. If America doesn't step up and solve this dilemma, I do fear for the world. But I don't think President Obama does. My sense is that he is a man of liberal academia, and liberal academia says that America and its dominance over the last half century, 75 years or so, America is the problem, weaken America, and everything will be fair. And that seems to be the playbook he's following. Think about that. More of your calls on the way. Oh, by the way, we have some news today about Walmart and minimum wage jobs. Minimum wage jobs. I'll talk more about the Obama economy and what's wrong with Walmart. That's coming up. It's the Savage Nation. I am author and columnist Austin Hill, honored to sit in as Dr. Michael Savage is off. 855-400-7282. That's our number. Don't go away.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Nation, Dr. Michael Savage is off today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Take down our number and join us toll-free, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I will get back to the phones, get back to more of your calls here in just a moment. I have to play this audio for you. This is from earlier today, and kudos to the team here at the Savage Nation for turning this one around. The president at his White House press conference earlier today, this falls into the category of can I use the expression bass ackwards? You know how often the president says things that are completely illogical and counterintuitive and just says it as though it makes all the sense in the world. Like, the only way you'll be safe is when you're denied the right to protect yourself. Only way you'll be safe. Take your right to protect yourself and you'll be safe. The only way to bring world peace is to make sure that we give money and nuclear weapons to our nation's enemy, Iran. Only way we'll have peace. And now here he is, stipulating, as though it's really the job of the President of the United States to determine for Israel the only way that Israel will truly be secure. This is the lie from the Barack Obama's Bass Ackwards Greatest Hits category. Listen to this. Roll it.
I don't think we can wait for all the issues that exist between Israelis and Palestinians to be settled in order for us to try to tamp down the violence right now. I think my views are well known that over time, the only way that Israel is going to be truly secure and the only way that the Palestinians are going to be able to meet the aspirations of their people is if there are two states living side by side in peace and security.
Dear God, Lord, please forgive us, help us, have mercy. Let me just spell something out here for you, make it very clear. Barack Obama, for the record, he is not the first and only U.S. president to call for the creation of a Palestinian state. At least his two past predecessors, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, both said, yeah, we should probably look into that. That's a good idea. I didn't recall either of those two guys, Bush or Clinton, ever saying that somehow Israel just can't secure itself unless they give up some of their land. I mean, this is taking things to a new low, unfortunately. The number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Joe, up next, listening to us at WMAL in the Washington, D.C. area. Joe, thanks for holding. It's the Savage Nation. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a millennial, and I just wanted to basically point out that that part of fixing the problem is to not just sit here and, you know, listen to conservative talk radio, which I do every day. I think it's great. But after you listen, go out and spread the knowledge and, in a sense, kind of take the blindfold off of other people who don't maybe view the way we do by pointing out facts to them and showing them, kind of guiding them the way so that they can, you know, see what we see and be like us.
Agreed. I could not agree more. First of all, though, you need to arm yourself with the facts, and you need to know how to cut through the lies and the deception that surrounds not just your millennial generation, Joe, but my Gen X, and it's throughout our culture. We are a media narrative-driven culture right now, and you've got to arm yourself with the truth and the facts. I suggest you get over to michaelsavage.com, and again, I've been privileged to get a sneak preview on this, but Government Zero. It's available for purchase. It'll be in stores October 27th. Get to michaelsavage.com now and order this. You want to arm people. You want to do like Joe is suggesting, get through to people you care about, get through to people who still have some semblance of eyes to see and ears to hear. Get them this book, Government Zero. Let that be the wake-up call, michaelsavage.com. It's the Savage Nation. I'm Austin Hill.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Michael Savage off today. It's the Savage Nation. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Glad to be sitting in. Our number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Coming up in moments, news about Walmart and OG Wiz, with just anything. The dominant financial and business news media in our country, as is the case with the rest of the news media, they do anything. Tell us anything short of telling us the truth. that Obama fiscal policies and government regulations are destroying job creation. I'll tell you how that plays out with Malt Wahlbart coming up in just moments. Back to the phones, JJ in the city by the bay, listening to KSFO in San Francisco. You're on the Savage Nation with Austin Hill. JJ, hello.
Good day, Mr. Hill. I'm just calling to completely disagree with this whole Palestinian-Israeli conflict that's occurring right now. I completely support Palestine. I believe they have the right to support their own land, to defend their land and support their own nation. They've been terrorized for over 60 years, and yet somehow Israel's a victim.
Where is Palestine?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear what you said.
Where is the country of Palestine?
It wasn't a country.
You just called it a country. You called it a nation.
Yes. The nation are the people, not so much the land.
Oh, well, you called it a nation, though. Where is Palestine?
It's the Palestinian mandate, whatever England left. But not the land, the people, the nation of Palestine.
But you just said they deserve to secure their own land. Where is it?
Their individual homes that are being burnt down by Israelis.
Where is Palestine? Listen, did you get this from BarackObama.com? Did you just print this off before you called the show today?
No, I've never done anything with Barack Obama. It has just nothing to do with Barack Obama. It has to do with the conflict that's occurring in the Eastern Mediterranean.
But you're speaking in euphemisms. You realize that?
No, I'm seeking the truth.
Okay, but you can't answer where is Palestine? Where is the land that belongs to them? When did this nation come into existence?
Owned by the individual person, that by the individual Arabs who consider themselves Palestinians, because yes, Israel went there and decided to call them Palestinians too, and they took on that nation.
You can't answer the question, is what you're demonstrating here.
Did I say it again, sir?
You can't answer the question. Listen, Jimmy, you're not alone in this. This is not a generational thing. Jimmy Carter likes to, you know, God bless him with his fight against cancer and all that. Jimmy Carter has, for the last decade, shown up on national television programs and spoken of Palestine. It's a place, and talk about the nation of Palestine. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And JJ, I appreciate the call, but this is the rouge. This is the phoniness with which this is dressed up. By the way, JJ, please, if you're still listening to me, I know it hurts to be called out with your foolishness, and far be it from me. I'm only here filling in for Dr. Savage for a few hours today. He'll be back next week on Monday, but I understand it probably, you know, it hurts feelings to come face to face with reality when you live in the stupor of a rouge, of a falsehood. But if you're still listening to me, JJ, please go to michaelsavage.com and read the news story of the Palestinians destroying yet another Jewish historical site. Quit reading these stupid talking points from BarackObama.com or wherever they're coming from, all the, you know, Huffington Post, I don't know. Quit reading these talking points about, oh, the hostility, and oh, the nation is the people, and the nation is the individual homes that the Israelis are invading. No, read the news. I won't use the expletive I was going to use. Read the news. This is being fact-checked and verified by multiple national and international news agencies. The Palestinians, hello, have destroyed yet another Jewish historical site. Dear God, what do you do? What do you do when people want to pretend that there's a nation called Palestine? Now, discussing whether or not there should be a nation called Palestine, that's a different subject. But you don't just speak things into existence. I understand Barack Obama thinks he can. You know, the only being that has ever spoken something into existence is God Almighty, Lord Jehovah Yahweh, however you care to address him. That, by the way, is theological. That is biblical. That's from what I would, as a Christian, call the Old Testament. God speaking the earth into existence. But you don't just, you know, imagine. A nation doesn't exist just simply because you say it exists. Anyway, that said, shall we move on here? We have a terrible problem. And it's a very serious one involving the economy. Now, the latest, and this is not new either. This has been a problem for a mighty long time since before Barack Obama entered the White House. But it's been exacerbated. It's been made worse because of Barack Obama's fiscal and economic policies. Remember a long time ago, I mean, this is ancient history, back, you know, a couple of days after he took the oath of office for the first time back in January of 2009. If you can remember back that far, liberal progressives, remember when President Obama promised shovel-ready jobs? Remember that thing called the economic stimulus bill that was supposed to come out to, like $813 million, something like that? It actually ended up being like closer to $900 million or some such figure, way more than what was promised. But that was supposed to create shovel-ready jobs and stimulate the economy. And guess what? Today, members of Congress, Republican and Democrat alike, they have no idea where the money went. In fact, when I was working on my last book, a book called The Virtues of Capitalism, I was researching this. This was I was wrapping up the manuscript in the first quarter of 2010. It's been out for a while now. And even in 2010, members of Barack Obama's own party in Congress, the Democrats, said, well, you know, we didn't monitor the stimulus money quite like we should have. They don't know where the money went. And here we are, all these years into the new economy, the green economy that President Obama is creating. And guess what? This international retail chain, headquartered in Arkansas, which is just the butt of jokes and the object of hostility, the likes of which most corporations in the world have never seen before, Walmart, that has enabled people to get through these excruciatingly difficult economic years brought upon us by Barack Obama and his minions in the Congress and in the federal agencies, Walmart, that has allowed us to survive with the essentials that we need in our daily lives, even Walmart is now feeling the heat. I mean, this has been a bad week for Walmart. If you own stock in Walmart, you've seen the price tumble. I think it came up a little bit today in today's trading. But the big headlines say, Walmart struggles the worst in 15 years. What does this mean for the economy? And here's what the dominant financial and business news media, here's their spin on it. Because they don't connect the dots. Understand that those who work at the big financial and business news media outlets, many of them anyway, they don't have adequate training in market economics. They have not been trained in critical thinking. And most of them are, you know, in New York City and Manhattan, where the economy is doing pretty well anyway. So they just take the press release from the Department of Labor or the Department of Commerce and, you know, look at a hard copy and go, oh, look at this, job creation's on the rise, the economy's in recovery, and that's what ends up in their story. Well, the spin on Walmart, the reality of Walmart, completely contradicts the narrative of the dominant news media. We're in recovery mode. I mean, my goodness, look at the unemployment rate. It's down to, you know, what, 5.1%. That ignores, of course, people dropping out of the labor force. This other economic data point called the labor force participation rate, that doesn't even get reported. But now that Walmart has, you know, they announced to their investors, their shareholders, gee whiz, our profit margins are tumbling, and we don't see a very bright 2016, and our decline in profits probably continues at least into the first quarter of 2017. That just does not fit with the Obama media worldview here. And so, you know, you can't go back and start studying how economics works. It would certainly be just ridiculous for the financial and business news journalist to actually learn something about the subject by which they're supposed to be reporting. No, no, no. You cook up another narrative. It's all it is, storylines. We're a culture, and certainly our dominant media, driven by narrative, storylines. So the new narrative is this. Americans just don't feel comfortable enough to go out shopping like they used to. They need, you know, some sort of assistance in becoming more comfortable. They were just kind of fearful is all. There's just an anxiety in the land. And maybe they're just fearful about, oh, I don't know, global warming upending the planet. Maybe we need to do more to solve and to protect and to end global warming. You know, higher taxes on the cost of gasoline, higher fees when you go to register your motor vehicle. Notice that the allegation, the alleged threat of global warming, the solution is always take more of your freedom away. Oh, always charge you more, take more of your money away when you go to do anything with fossil fuels. The narrative in the business of financial news media is people are just a little uncomfortable. If we can provide safety and let them feel safe again, well, the consumers will go out and spend, and everything will get back to normal, and everything will be good. This is the insanity, my friend, my fellow American. For one thing, it's been the bigger part of three decades now where our U.S. economy has been way too reliant on a consumer-based economy. The U.S. consumer, your proclivity to buy consumable goods and to spend money on discretionary stuff. You know, oh, look at that. You got the cheap DVDs in the Big Ben at Walmart. I'll buy up a bunch of them. Well, I'll take 10. That's what's been driving the economy for way too long. The answer, the solution to that dilemma, how do we get out of that? The solution is we've got to start manufacturing again. But guess what? We can't manufacture because that's environmentally unfriendly. And should it be the case that, well, I don't know, you own rural timber land in the western U.S. or what have you, and you'd like to chop down trees and sell the timber on the open market, ooh, no, 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 you're murdering trees. You see, humankind and human activity, especially human economic activity, it gets in the way of nature. That's the problem. We've got to get back to building stuff and selling stuff and exporting stuff. We've got to get the manufacturing thing going again. We have been far too reliant on consumer sales, purchases of consumables that get sold in big box stores for a long, long time. The dominant business and financial news media, they don't know what to do with a Walmart that's tanking. And by the way, here's another component of it. Add to that the shackles were already in place from previous eras and previous administrations with manufacturing and real solid, robust economic growth. That's been something that's slowly getting worse and worse and worse for a long, long time. It's gone into hyperdrive since Barack Obama entered the White House. But here's the other layer that the dominant business and financial news media, they won't even touch this. No, no, no. Walmart has substantially increased its wage that it pays to entry-level workers amid huge pressure and threats of unionization. And, you know, if Walmart, if you don't, you know, double your minimum wage that you pay entry-level workers, why, we'll go to the city council in any town USA and demand a doubling of the wage. Under enormous political pressure, Walmart has started paying their entry-level workers good, better wages, higher wages, which, you know, you can look at that and say, great, it's still unskilled labor. You don't need a huge track record of work to get hired for one of those entry-level positions. You certainly don't need to go to community college and earn a degree or certificate or go to a trade school and take tests and get licenses and those kinds of things. You can kind of show up and pass some very basic minimal scrutiny and get hired on as a clerk, as a worker at Walmart. God bless them for that. There's nothing wrong with that, but it is, for the most part, unskilled labor. But amid political pressure from the Obama minions, Walmart has, in some markets around the country, nearly doubled their entry-level wage. Well, guess what? The higher wages and all the additional employee training that they're now promising, that takes about $20 million out of the company. And you don't just arbitrarily take $20 million out of an internationally known corporation's budget without that having an effect on the bottom line. So here it is. I mean, thanks be to the pressure from the Obama sycophants, Walmart, a company that, again, distributes vital products and services at very reasonable prices to people who need them. They meet a lot of people's needs, a lot of consumer needs. Walmart, that has done pretty darn good as a stock over the last, you know, 15, 20 years or so. Here's the rub. You can't have a company that produces well for everybody, including its stakeholders and its shareholders, while there's political pressure coming to support only one of the stakeholders. That's what's happened with Walmart. You double the wage, it does tank the bottom line. And the dominant financial and business news media, they don't want to address it, they want to ignore it, they want to pretend that that's even happening. But that's part of the story. That's the part that's missing. Final few moments of this episode of The Savage Nation. On the way, Dr. Michael Savage is off today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Back in moments. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Hey, did you...
The Savage Station. That's what you're listening to. Dr. Michael Savage is off today. I am author and columnist Austin Hill. Honored to have sat in today for Dr. Savage. Thank you, Dr. Savage, for inviting me to cover for a few hours today. He's back on Monday. But in the meantime, and I sincerely mean this, everything I've said here today, earlier this hour, about my love and care and, quite frankly, concern for the nation of Israel, and my love and care and concern for our own nation, it really is genuine. I've had the privilege of kind of taking a sneak peek and an advance preview of his book, Dr. Savage's book, Government Zero, which the title is to connotate the fact that we've got a zero when it comes to a plan to protect the American people, a plan to fight ISIS, language, culture, borders. I mean, there is no plan to secure those kinds of things. And we are in the midst of a very, very dangerous game that the liberal progressives are playing. They think that this is a pathway to some kind of utopia for their side, and the rest of us will be damned and cut off at the neck and sent to hell or purgatory or whatever. They think that this is really great for them and just will eliminate the rest of us who may dare ask questions and disagree with them from time to time. What they don't understand is this open borders insanity and this empowering of radical Islam and bringing Sharia law into the country. What they don't understand is they're going to kill themselves in the process. MichaelSavage.com. Connect with him on Twitter. I just tweeted at Dr. Savage's Twitter account. Find me at AskAustin and Dr. Savage at A Savage Nation. See you next time. It's the Savage Nation.